Thank you. Is recording. That's what I was going to say. I was just going to say I wanted to make sure that Jen was recording our meeting here on Thursday, March 19th at 4 o'clock with the Open Space Board meeting. So, Benyon, if you want to call the meeting to
I
order
will
and have
call
people
this
do
to order.
introductions.
And yeah, I will call this to order. And we can do we let's see. Well, let's open it for public comment if there is any.
But let's do introductions first, just
Oh.
so that we can get on the audio recording of
Yeah.
who's here. Yeah.
I will introduce myself. I'm Banyan Gardner. I'm chair of the Open Space Committee. And so should we go with the rest of the board next? Josh, you want to go?
Yeah, I'm Josh. I'm just one of the members.
Angela?
Hi, I'm Angela Gong. I'm also a board member.
And then Julie, I'll let you help with
Yep.
the staff.
Okay. We'll go with staff now then. I'm Julie Peck Dabbling, Associate Director of Urban Planning and coordinating with the Open Space Board here at Parks and Rec. And Heidi, Heidi and Brad, why don't you go next as team members of planning?
Yep, I'm Heidi Shegrood. I'm the team member of planning. I work with Julie and I work with Brad. He's our newest member. So now it's your turn, Brad.
Thank you all. Yes, so as Julie and Heidi said before, my name is Brad Potter. I just started with Salt Lake County Parks and Rec. Excited to be part of this meeting and hear what all great things are going on with open space.
And then comms folks, would you like to introduce yourselves? Or I can make introductions for you. I guess I'll do that. Jen Goodman is our office manager with Salt Lake County Parks and Rec, and make sure that we follow all the rules appropriately with our advisory boards, and we thank Jen for her work.
Sorry,
And then
Julie, I'm dealing with something over in the background.
that's okay. That's okay. There, that was Jen's voice. See, she's here. And then Lauren.
She's calling on you
Hi, I was on the phone with Jen. Sorry. My name is Lauren. I'm
star.
Brady, the Associate Director of Community Engagement for Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation.
And Lisa?
I'm Lisa O'Brien, and I work in the real estate division here at the county.
Thank you for the work you do with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Dave?
Dave Johnson with the DA's office.
And then I can't call her an interloper, our sometimes partner and a nonprofit collaborator on great things, open lands and open space. Wendy, would you like to make introduction?
Sure. Yeah. I am Wendy Fisher. I'm the executive director of Utah Open Lands and have been really fortunate to work with many of you on the call on a number of different open space projects over the many, many years. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for being on at the meeting and for your introduction. So I will move forward then and see if there are any hub comments from public attending. Don't think we were anticipating any, so it looks like there are none. So we can move forward and we have a couple of items to discuss concerning the potential purchase of real estate that would necessitate us going into a closed session at
You
this
want to
time.
approve the minutes first? We did send out
Oh.
minutes along with the agenda.
Okay.
So that can just we can be sure to do that and get them approved while Josh is here.
Yes. What date was our last meeting?
October 30th.
Okay. Okay, so minutes for the October 30th meeting were sent out. Does anyone have any questions or comment on those minutes? I'm just pulling them up to see if... If not, do we have a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from October.
Okay.
What did we just say? 30th.
October 30th. I will second that. And welcome, Deborah. We're just approving the minutes from our last meeting in October. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving those minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, those are approved. With that then, I think that takes us to the discussion of potential purchase of property. We'll need to move to a closed session for that. Or is there any introduction or anything we need to do, you know, with the guests that we have on before we go into closed session?
Yeah, thank you, Benyon.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I'm going to ask for Jen's direction on this, but we do have, and it looks like Daniel, who is representative of one of our applicants. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Because I'll probably ruin your name if I try to say it myself.
We're the Suliafus. I'm Daniel, and this is my wife, Jennifer.
Suliafu. Beautiful. Okay. So they are representing one of our applicants, and then Wendy is representing an applicant as well. So Jen, I'm going to let you take it from here as to how I think the board will have to vote in just a minute, but I thought while we're all on the same page right now and we can all see each other, let's talk about how we're processing this to go forward with a closed session for one applicant while the other one waits. And then because we're having the applicant only in the portion of the closed session where we're talking about their application.
So are we going to do the Beltran first?
Yes.
So then,
yeah.
First, we vote, roll call vote, right, to go into a closed session, and then I'll put Wendy in the waiting room.
Yes, and Wendy can go in the waiting room. Thank you.
Roll call vote, make sure you put on the record the reason for going into the closed session. If you do so, vote to do that.
Okay. As stated, we would like to go into a closed session to discuss the potential purchase of real estate for open space preservation. I will call. Oh, go ahead, Deborah.
I'm sorry. Is this roll call to discuss the parcels or is this roll call to discuss applicants? Because there would be different reasons for going into the closed session.
It's the applications themselves for the purchase. For the potential purchase.
Okay, so it's the applications for purchase, not people who are joining the board. I just got confused.
Yes.
So our reason for going into the closed session is for the discussion of the purchase of real property.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And to be clear, you'll need a motion and a second and, you know, all the traditional Roberts rules things.
Okay. I guess I am making that motion that we go into a closed session to discuss the purchase of real property.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Deborah. Benyon, I vote yes.
I'll second.
And then let me call roll for everybody else. Josh? What is your vote? Can you hear me, Josh?
Here? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Angela?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for me.
And Deborah?
Yes.
Okay. So with that, we will move into a closed session now. So I'll let the team take care of that.